Locker Room Chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you, and now it's time to talk Donovan West as we get you set for week four of high school football on Friday nights. Our conversation with John Paolino, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, you've had a very difficult schedule here through the first 3 weeks, played some very good opponents. Last week, no different, Maranatha Academy, and that game goes to a 52-6 final. Just take us back to that one a little bit and just give us a couple thoughts and takeaways from it.
Just got to execute better. There were some young freshman mistakes, if I had to put a title on them. Young guys just forgetting small things, and as we all know with football, small things matter. So we worked on, took it, we called this week back to the basics, took it back to the basics. Nothing crazy, kept it simple. You know, that's what got us last week was the basics weren't there, the fundamentals weren't there, so this week we brought it back to the basics, and hopefully it'll help prepare us for next week. And Maranatha, that young man, number 21, is a heck of an athlete.
In regards to playing younger kids, you know, it's certainly a young roster, and a lot of kids are playing varsity for the first time. You know, talk about kind of the progression of some of these kids that you've seen here in the first few weeks as a lot of these kids are getting their first taste at the varsity level.
We have three juniors. Two of them start both sides of the ball, and nine sophomores, and eight freshmen. So, you know, they're getting more comfortable. This last Friday, you know, the score was what it was, 52-6. But, however, we kind of talked after the game, and they said, yeah, we're starting to understand it now. We're starting to understand the things we do in practice. So it's all coming in place. The young guys they're starting to talk different, feel different, starting to understand kind of, you know, sports at the varsity level is not like middle school. It's a little bit faster. So and they're all catching up just fine. The mental part, they're finally realizing there's a reason we're intense and a reason why the intensity is always so high in practice. So they're growing. Learning and growing. That's all we can do at this point, learn and grow and compete where we can compete.
District contest coming up here with Frankfort at home on Friday night. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our Donovan West Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNCA, presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. I'm Brandon Tam, and we got Mustangs football coach John Paolino joining us. They get a home tilt with Frankfort on Friday night, of course, week four of high school football, TVL, district matchup. Do you see it as kind of a start of a new year? Some coaches feel differently when you turn it to district play, but, you know, with your young squad and kind of a tough start, do you feel like this is a good chance to kind of flip the script and kind of say, hey, this is the brand new season we're starting up here, district play. Let's kind of get a refresh going. Do you kind of get that sense, or is it just kind of business as usual for you?
No, it's kind of absolutely it's a restart here. These, like I was saying earlier, our young guys, they're learning, they're growing. They're starting to understand things. They're starting to understand why we do things. They're starting to understand the process to things. They're starting to believe in the process. And these first 3 weeks has, you know, have been pretty rough. Where we've made it through them, you know, and the only thing you can do from a loss is the only time you lose is if you lose and you don't learn. So, but we've learned from every loss. So this week, absolutely, it's a fresh start. And as far as business as usual, that's kind of our mentality. Every game, every week, we're 0-0. And that's why I remind the kids every week, we're 0-0. It doesn't matter what happened last week. You know, let's get better and move on from it and go to the next week. So, yeah, fresh start. And, you know, I kind of left the for the boys, I leave the district's part out. It's just another game. Let's you know, we're 0-0. Let's go into this game with a fresh mind and as fresh bodies as we can have, and let's go do what we're supposed to do.
Well, let's talk about the matchup with Frankfort. They're off to a 2-1 start. Their lone loss against a ranked Osborne squad. They have a really good quarterback in Wes Anderson, who I believe has had multiple 5-touchdown games. They can certainly score it in bunches. You have a chance to kind of dissect this Wildcats team, what jumps off the page, and what's kind of the expectation for this matchup?
The expectation is just keep the ball in front of us. They like the big play. They're not a fan of doesn't seem like they're much of a fan of ground and pound. They like the big play. They want to score. They want to score quick. So if we can keep the ball in front of us and slow the tempo down, I think we have a shot. They're young and they're talented, as we're young. So, you know, as far as matchup goes, you know, being optimistic as you can, as you're supposed to be as a coach, you know, always staying optimistic there. I think, you know, if we do some things, we might have a chance. We have a good chance. So
what does need to be done when you just talk keys to the game, expectations, what's on the chalkboard, what do you guys have to do and execute well in order to get that win?
do our job. Every player needs to do their job. They do their job. They do their individual job and their individual task. Everything will come together and they'll look good. And then, as far as the chalkboard, on the chalkboard, what we're seeing, you know, they like that big play explosive offense. They don't want to grind it out. So hopefully we can keep them in front of us and force them to grind it out, get them out of their game a little bit, and then hopefully get our offense rolling this Friday. And being at a home crowd at a field that has, Midway Field that has legacy, state championship legacies, and hopefully coming back to our actual home field down there at Midway will help us out a lot, just change the mentality and get everybody in the groove.
Donovan West, head football coach John Paolino, joining us, presented by Vedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Mustangs at home on Friday, taking on Frankfort. Ball game you can hear on KMCA 92.1. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, as always.